We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. Today we're in Matthew 7, verses 1 to 14, part of the Sermon on the Mount. And this is a portion of the Sermon on the Mount that reads and feels a bit like the book of Proverbs. Undoubtedly, the actual Sermon on the Mount was much longer than what it takes to read this passage. Jesus would have elaborated more fully on these topics. But what we have here is a distillation by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You may say, well, I want to hear the whole thing. Well, the distillation by the Holy Spirit is what we need. And so we have a number of topics here. First, we have a warning against the hypocrisy that's involved when we judge one another. Now, Jesus is not saying, as some have taken this to mean, that we shouldn't have a judicial system. This is not public civics. This is personal spiritual ethics. The Bible commands civic leaders to judge people, to have policemen, courts, and prisons. But he's talking here about the way that we are so prone to see the faults in others, but we don't see even more glaring faults of our own. And so all through this passage, there's going to be very memorable statements that ought to be in our minds and form the way that we think. It ought to be correcting us, shaping our lives. And one of them is in verses 4 and 5, where we see the speck in our neighbor's eye, but we don't see the log in our own eye, the bigger issue. And Jesus says, if you really want to be useful, take out the beam out of your own eye, and then maybe you'll be equipped to talk about the speck of another's. It's the hypocrisy of finding fault in others. It's unbecoming of Christians. Then in verses 7 to 11, we have an appeal to prayer, the great statement made in a number of different places in the Gospels. Ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. Well, this is a promise regarding the efficacy and the power of prayer. People say, what do you mean? This is Jesus saying that I get whatever I ask? You get God's answer, which is better to what you ask, but you do get it. I think the Lord, he doesn't answer all of our prayers the way that we ask them. But the issue is not that God does not deliver in prayer. The issue is that we do not pray. I often think of James 4, verse 2, which is writ large over the spiritual weakness of our age. You have not because you ask not. Well, Jesus encourages us. Why? Because God is such a father. If you who are evil have a tendency to give good things to your children, well, when you pray, you're talking to the Heavenly Father, and he will delight to answer your prayers. What an encouragement to prayer. In verse 12, we have the golden rule, whatever you wish others would do to you, do also to them. And this is a summary of God's purposes in the law. And he concludes in verses 13 and 14 with the famous statement about the narrow gate. We live in a culture where everyone wants latitude, wants it to be broad. Well, you have your way of being saved, I have my way of being saved. Even in the church, even in our denomination, there's this push for broad Christianity. Well, Jesus thinks otherwise. It's a narrow way. There's one Savior. There's one way of salvation. And then there's a Christian life. It's the way laid down in the Word of God. And he says, the gate is narrow, the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, judge not that you not be judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye and do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.